same thing. Now you don't be my main thing. It's so easy to maintain. So easy, cuckoo. Ah, y'all know what's going on, man. Welcome to Elevated Talk with your boy, P-Mart. We in this. We're back. Happy Friday, man. Happy Friday to everybody out there in the world. I hope you guys' Friday is coming in strong like mine. Once again, I'm your host, P-Mart. And today we're going to, like we always cover it. It's a free thinker podcast. We think how we want, elevated talk, intelligent talk, however you want. And as always, I always want to bring a guest on the show because, you know, the reason why I really do this is because my friends and I just think that my friends and I, we're so smart. We're so smart that we need to share our knowledge, you know. So the conversations that we have every day, I was just telling myself, man, my friends and I, we have some very interesting conversations, and we're so talented, have so many stories to tell, that we don't really get to record it. And with what we can really share to the world, I'm more than 100% sure that not just me, my friends are so smart that all we needed a platform like this to voice our opinion, and we can really change somebody's life in out there in the world. So that's why I bring all my talented friends to the show. And today I have a special guest, man. I have a special guest that he's not even a guest, man. He's my brother. He's my big brother. Man, this guy is he's an artist, he's a producer, he's a record label owner, he's an investor, he's a father, he's independent, you know, he does it all, you know, his name is Kalizion, you know, and I'm going to bring him on the other line right now, man. Welcome my brother, my big brother, Kalizion. How you doing, bro?
Hey, what up, brother? What's going on, man?
Oh, man, thank you for making the time, because I know you're on the road right now, bro.
Yeah, man, I'll be out here, man, getting to it.
getting to it, yeah, definitely. Like you always do, man, you always been on the move, you never settle. I know a Kalizion that never sits down, you know. I know you're on the road right now, you got your own company going on. You got music out right now. You've been collaborating with international artists. You know, you're literally crossing what a lot of people are not crossing. You're doing what a lot of artists are not able to do. How does it feel to be able to cross?
Blessed, man. I'm blessed, bro. To be honest with you, man, that's all I can say. I'm really blessed, man. I thank God every day for the things I can do, for real.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. And you've been dropping music for so long, and you've even broke artists, bro. You brought artists in and made them real artists. Like, what is it like, you know, now versus then, you know, in the music? What do you think, like, we're lacking now that they had then? That could maybe, you know, because I know back in the day, the business model, not even back in the day, like a few years ago when, you know, it changes. The music industry changes like every year.
Yeah, it changes drastically.
Do you see any huge difference versus how it was with the Dre Bills? I know you broke artists like Dre Bill, and you work with major artists. Like, you know, what is it like, man, compared to this now?
Well, the difference, I think, is basically like promotional-wise, you don't really have to go and search for the labels. Now you just have to build on the fans. Like, you could go directly to the fans first to try to get your fan base, and then the labels can follow you. So it's kind of like it was a pyramid where the labels were at the top. Now they're at the bottom, and the fans are at the top. So if you can get those fans, You know what I'm saying? The labels will come to you. So I think that's the difference. That's a major difference than what it was back then to now. Like, you know, I don't need a break artist, but I think what was better back then was the mentorship that the older artists had, you know,
ooh,
with the upcoming artists. You know, they don't have that now, you know, so.
You know, I don't hear that a lot when you say what was different back then. And what, when you said mentorship, can you elaborate on that?
Like back in the day, you know, even me, you know, I was an artist that was new, trying to get into the industry, and I was being coached how to perform, how to interact with the audience.
Development. We don't even have that anymore.
Yeah,
people get the love
from
YouTube. Your talent is not
right.
However they find you, they just want you to stay the same, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Right.
That's
so
pretty
interesting. You know.
That's pretty interesting because I'm reading an article on independent artists in Icon Collective, that EDU here. And you know, there are many benefits of being an artist, but the biggest pro, and that's what you kind of touched on too, is that you have control, 100% control.
Mm-hmm.
You can keep 100% of your profits, 100% ownership of your music, versus like when you have a label, you know, all of this is pretty much cut down to a percentage between you and the label. Because, you know, they feel like, you know, they had something to do with it, which, you know, it's fair that they do. They put their money up. But if you can learn to I guess, bypass that by, like you said, the internet now, it's we don't need the label anymore. The labels are running after artists right now, you know, instead of artists running them. So from the perspective of a label owner, because I know that you've been in that shoe and you still are in that shoe. The only difference now is that maybe you're not, you're more focused on you now, as I know. But you've had, how many artists have you worked with? Like from development?
At the time that I did Up a Notch, when I did Up a Notch, I had 10 artists. But they all was, you know, some of them was like producers though. Yeah, about 10 artists, and the difference was, you know, everybody had their own idea of what they wanted to do, you know, even though, you know, I was footing the bill for a lot of the different things like studio time and trying to put out the record, because I never really put out, but we actually finished 3 albums, but the record didn't ever get put out because of the difference that the artist had in mind for themselves. Yeah, man. I still have those albums, man. It's crazy. Because sometimes I go back to the
album
and I'm like,
Playboy,
Dre Bill. It was Playboy, Dre Bill, and Identity. So, yeah.
So you mean to tell me that you invested in something and because of the ego, something, it didn't work because of people's egos. Well, how is it like putting in so much effort into something and then personality just come into it? How do you, man, that is such a risk. That is such a risk, right?
Yeah, it is. It is. But, you know, I mean, they're my little brothers, man. And honestly, you know, they're my little brothers, man. I look at them like, yo, you know, I'm going to look out for you guys, man. Just look out for me. That's kind of how it started out. You know, I never really even put them on contract, but, you know, people know them as being part of Up a Notch, and I pushed them as if, you know, music's going to take over the world. But what ends up happening, honestly, as you're developing these artists and as they're growing, not only are they growing with you, but they're growing within themselves. So they might have ideas that start to play into their, you know what I'm saying, into their vision. That you
that
just,
vision,
you don't have an idea of how their vision is going to work, you know, with your vision. So sometimes that can clash. You know what I mean?
Do you think that's kind of like a miss in the beginning then? Because Do you think that a label should consider an artist vision to avoid that type of issue?
I think nowadays, you know, it's truly up to the artist to have his own vision and the label to have the money to put up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But
yeah,
you know what happens is the label owners and everybody want a piece of that pie, but they want that pie forever. They want to capitalize off it forever. I think that's wrong. You know what I mean? I think they should be able to, you know, get a couple millions off the artist and then, you know, try to find somebody else they want to invest in that can be a hit or miss. But to try to capitalize off one artist forever, and that artist can't even capitalize off himself forever, I don't think that's cool, you know?
And that's to drown the artist, because once you're done with the label, I mean, with all that help they were providing you and you don't have that anymore, you're kind of not good in a good situation.
Yeah, then you're desperate trying to find that same avenue somewhere else, but you know the business model is totally different. You know,
that's our downfall. That's the downfall of someone versus someone, you know, who doesn't really depend on a label. You wake up every day, you're in your basement, you're making your music genuinely. You're not really thinking about RC or whatever the kind of label is out there trying to sign you. And then when it hits, you know, you actually have control. When a label approaches you without you, I guess.
You got two more. Not sure if you put me on mute or.
All right, so it looks like we lost Collision. Collision, are you still online? Collision, are you still there? Okay, so unfortunately we lost Collision. We're going to go on a quick commercial break and try to figure out this technical difficulty, and we will be right back. Okay, guys?
Love is gonna make us up.
Yeah. So we're back on. We had a technical difficulty. I do apologize for that. With technology, you know, things happen here. I think we still have Kalizian on the line. But before I bring him on, let me play this song. Let me play this song before we bring him in, because this is one of his newest songs that I really like. This one is called When You See Me. I think you, let's talk about this when it's done, guys. This is Kalizian, When You See Me. Let's go.
When you see me, say what you said when I wasn't around. When you see me, let me lie tonight. No, when you see me, say what you said when I wasn't around.
By your energy, nah. In the back of your mind, you wanna finish me, yeah. You know the pain that you gained, I got the remedy, uh-huh. When you talking to them, don't mention me, uh-huh. It's been a long time since we bumped heads, uh-huh. About 30,000 with some baby dreads, yeah. I know you remember, middle of winter, sleeping on ice, we was both there. Now you a stranger to an old friend, shit was together and it was broken. Lies on your lips, took you on trips, left me on a ship, no ocean. The rain is here, sky is clear, when will I hear? The room is here. Never mind, the ship has set sail. The voyage of truth will prevail.
Right on point, bro. And I don't think you put this one out yet.
No, this is unreleased, man. I said since it's a P. Mart show, you know, both of them is this.
Wow.
Nobody heard it first.
You guys heard it first, right on Elevated Talk with P. Mart right here. I'm breaking his record, man. I'm bringing it out. I'm the first. You heard it from me, okay? That was When You See Me by the one and only Kalizia, man. I know we got 4 minutes here, man. I really want to get to the other song. Can you tell me briefly about that song before I play it?
Which one? The next one?
Yeah.
Or this one? Or this one? Or this song, When You See Me?
No, the rock Paper, Scissors.
Oh, Rock, Paper, Scissors is just a record, man. It's just talking about, you know, different elements of life, with, you know, comparing it to the game. Everybody know Rock, Paper, Scissors, you know what I'm saying? So that's what it is, man.
Okay, this is Rock, Paper, Scissors. Try to get that in. Rock, Paper, Scissors by Kalizia. Let's go.
Yeah. Gotta keep it coming. We illuminated for the whole summer. Grown man shit, bring the guards. Y'all niggas tripping, bring out the guards. The most dangerous is what you can't see. On stage alone, but it ain't just me. I've been getting overlooked for some time. Now I'm under the influence with the shine. Paper, rock, scissors, this is not a game. This is wisdom with precision, let me explain. Paper, money, rock, diamond, scissors. Niggas will catch you off for shining. So keep that paper stash for a rainy day. Cut them niggas off who get in your way. Heard get your name on a rock in the middle of a plot that say you passed away. Paper, yen, euros and peso. Rock, diamonds be shining like a new halo. If they ain't really fucking with this good shit, cut them niggas off on that bullshit. Paper, yen, euros and peso. Rock, diamonds be shining like a new halo. If they ain't really fucking with this good shit, cut them niggas off on that bullshit. Rock. Consistency is meant to be a pay, y'all. Rock. Keep it solid with your fam, no days off. Rock and roll diary, admire me. It's funny, these promoters wouldn't hire me. Now we're getting booked, no jail sales. A lot of niggas try to diss me, but oh well. It went something like this. Nigga, you still rapping? Nigga, you need to quit, but fuck how another feel. This is how I feel. I've been out for some time because your favorite rapper steals and steal. I do what I do, create for them, criticized by you. I knew the game is a force, a lot of the great had to play their part. Even though the machine played games with their heart, they still stay true to the art. Over paper, yen, euros and peso. Rock, diamonds be shining like a new halo. If they ain't really fucking with this good shit, cut them niggas off on that bullshit. Paper, yen, euros and peso. Rock, diamonds be shining like a new halo. If they ain't really fucking with this good shit, cut them niggas off on that bullshit. Rock.
Yeah. Got some motherfuckers.
We in the building. Thank you for joining me, man. Are you still on the line, bro? Big bro, you still with me? Well, that was Elevated Talk, and you know, Kalizion just blessed us today
with
his presence.
I'm with you, bro.
Are you still with me? Okay.
My bad.
Okay, no problem. No. I just wanted to make sure you're there. Just go ahead. You got 10 seconds, man. Let people know how to reach you. And then what can you say to the independent people right now, independent artists trying to make it?
Yo, Kalizion.com, LIZION.com.
Yes, sir.
Just invest in yourself, bro. That's all. Invest in yourself and don't care what anybody say about your music. If they think it's corny, that's cool. It's corny people out there that's gonna like your stuff, bro.
And that's real. That's real. Be yourself and do what you love and stop worrying about what other people love. And people are gonna love you for you. Okay? This is Elevated Talk. Keep your mind open. Keep your mind bright.
Yeah.
And love each other.
Elevated.
You love yourself first. Yeah, read it.
Elevated.